you're listening to 1001 Album Club, where each episode we discuss a different album from Robert Emery's book, 1001 Albums Was Here Before You Die. Episode, we'll be talking about Cold Cut. What's that noise? In the room, I have Rob.
Hey, it's me. I'm that noise.
And Jackson.
What's up, guys?
And on the
party
line,
people.
I have Ben.
Hello.
And Kyle.
Party and bullshit.
What's That Noise is the debut album by Cold Cut, released 1989 for the Tommy Boy Reprise Warner Brothers label, originally Big Life in the UK. It was produced by Cold Cut, and the genre is electronica, house, alternative hip-hop. I'm going to read from Stephen Cook, All Music Review. English DJs Matt Black and Jonathan Moore came up in the mid-80s by way of a good deal of remix work for the likes of Yaz, Eric B., and Rakim, Blondie, and Queen Latifah. They struck out on their own with the monumental Hey Kids, What Time Is It EP, which showcases their heady blend of hip-hop production aesthetics and proto-acid house grooves. This 1989 long player finds a duo ranging from far and wide with their smart yet fluid mix and features such heavyweights as Latifah, reggae singer Junior Reed, The Fall's Marky Smith, and singer Lisa Stansfield, a fine starting point for the curious. All right, what do we think of Cold Cut? What's that noise? What is that noise?
It is terrific noise. That noise.
Thank you, Rob.
Is a wonderful amalgam of sampling virtuosity, record cutting, and occasionally some really good singers belting out tunes.
Okay.
Hmm. Yes.
This album is a chore to listen to. It's boring and it has no soul.
Hard disagree.
Yeah.
But respect.
What do you think, Jackson?
For the most part, I enjoyed it. I think the album gets better as it went on, for sure. Mm-hmm. For me. Cool sample stuff. You know, it's just a particular sort of period in time of this kind of music that I can see why it might kind of sound dated to some people, for sure. But as far as seeing people getting down to it, I can definitely see that. I enjoyed it mostly.
Yeah, I'm in between. It's kind of boring, but at the same time, it's like inventive for the time. And all the samples pulled in from wacky like movies, TV, stuff like that. We kind of saw with, you know, 3 Feet Rising and Paul's Boutique.
But
at the same time, I mean, they're adding like a house element to it. It's more casual. It's not.
They have a different goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more just to have a flow.
Yeah. And it's for the dance floor, you know?
Yeah.
I think that maybe I'm not a baggie. I might not be a baggie, guys.
You're not from Manchester.
How is this proto acid in 1989? We've been covering acid for a few years now.
88 was the second summer of love, so I'm not exactly sure why.
Well, they did have that first.
They came out
of the gate, and then this is the first full album. So I mean, they were.
This is some refinement too. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely refined.
Okay.
I mean, it's no Technotronic, but what can you do?
Hey. No, but yeah, Rob, you bring it up. I mean, this when I think of late 80s, like early 90s. Like, I remember hearing stuff like this. I mean, not quite like this, but I mean, this sounds like Kathy Dennis, like a Ninja Turtles soundtrack or something. And it sounds slick. It sounds great. It makes me want to move around. And maybe, I don't know.
Sounds like a bunch of teens with boosted Walkmans in a warehouse surrounded by cartons of cigarettes playing playing Rampage on the arcade.
Kicking each other, playing
exactly.
Did you see Fitz's recent post where it looked like he was at that show? He went to see like some show at a skate park, and it looked like that Ninja Turtle scene.
It 100% did. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I know. You know, we were talking about this record, and I feel like a couple of you were saying it's not as great as 808 State, and I agree with that. I think it's unfair that we kind of put them head to head.
Why is that unfair?
Are they not both Acid House?
But I mean, if this is like the standout Acid House record of the week versus being, you know, next to 808 State.
You're saying it's a bummer to have to compare it to its own peers.
But I think it's so different, though, Ben. I mean, in a lot of ways. Like, this is funky, whereas 808 State might be funky, but it's more in like a Kraftwerk kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
is what I like about it.
Agreed.
If this had been trimmed down to the length of 808 State, I think we might be having a very different discussion.
Goodness. If this was only a 35-minute long record, I think I would be having a very different discussion right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I can't argue with that.
But as released, I'm checking my watch for the last 40, you know?
Yeah, it came on strong at the end, though.
I'm ready to listen to something else.
Yeah, I hear you. The second half really kind of...
Yeah, once it hits...
For me, Queen Latifah.
Yeah, Smoke One is like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great track. Yeah,
then it just ended. I thought it ended much... I had the opposite problem. I was like, in the beginning, I was like, oh man, this is what I'm doing today, huh? Yeah. And then halfway through, I was like, okay, I was partying on it.
Yeah, I really thought that Beats and Pieces was a good great ender.
You know, looking at my stars next to my track listings, the data shows that I enjoyed the second half better than the first half as well. Yeah, I did like Beats and Pieces.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I thought the People Hold On was I was not there for the like the first track.
Really?
I mean, I was just like, oh, disco house stuff.
It's house,
I'm
man.
Just like, no thanks.
That was
a
bad first impression.
Yeah, just singing house music.
Yeah,
like
that
sort of thing is just kind of like.
My ears are so tired of it.
Yeah, and like it just puts me back like on the school bus in third grade.
Yeah,
like,
it's a very specific flavor of this kind of music.
Mm-hmm. What'd you guys think of Marky Smith? We're listening to I'm in Deep right now.
Well, using that Dynamike?
Yeah.
Love
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
So that was actually a Dynamike?
Yes. Yeah. The
Santa brought me a Dynamike in 1989. It was the only thing I wanted.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Do you still have it?
No, I do not. I don't know what happened to it. A few years later, I got the Talkboy from Santa, and then I kind of stopped using the Dynamike.
Do you get the hit sticks?
Oh, I had the hit sticks, yeah.
The quote I have from one of the guys in the band said, the TR-909 has given way to a new Roland R8 with a full complement of sound cards and something called a Dynamike. Quote, a cross between a harmonizer and a sex aid. Has provided them with a lot of entertainment. Quote, I bought it in a shop in New York, explains more. It's red and looks like a cross between a microphone and a sax, and it's for kids and to make noises like spacemen, really. But you can get some of the most outrageous sounds out of it.
They say saxophone. It is also kind of phallic. It looks like a bit like a marital aid.
It looks like a goddamn dildo.
Yeah. It's
They must have had, there must have been like a TV, like a really catchy people for the Dynamike in 89, because like the Talkboy, I knew that from Home Alone, but the Dynamike, I know I wanted it more than anything, and I was not a big Marky Smith fan at 8 years old, so I have to imagine they had a good Saturday morning cartoons campaign, you know.
No, this is interesting because I never heard of this before.
Me neither. I didn't know what it was either until
man. Now I got to find an old Dynamike.
What is happening? Yeah. Birch, did you crave one of these as a child?
No, I've never heard of it.
I didn't know.
I wanted the Dynamike even more than the Charlotte Hornets starter pullover.
And a New Kids on the Block tape.
Are you guys telling me you didn't dig into the musings.co.uk articles archive for cold cut tidbits on equipment?
I guess I didn't.
I knew that you would bring the goods, Rob.
Hey, what else can I do?
Yeah.
Sampler of choice for this record, the Akai S1000.
Yeah, I looked at that thing.
Yeah.
It looked really cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. You can buy one too.
Yeah, for cheap.
Yeah, really cheap now.
S900's still expensive, but S1000's like the S3000 XL, also super cheap. And yeah, you can like upgrade all the like the RAM stuff in it. And the one thing about the Akai that most of the other samplers, all the other samplers at the time didn't have was the time stretch feature. Mm. Like all that shit used in the jungle, that's all that is the Akai sound.
Yeah. 909s. What else we got?
We got 909s. We've got Casio FZ1s. We've got Roland R8, and then just like a stack of 100,000 records to fuck around with.
Yeah,
pull the samples in.
I think they did a really good job with that. Honestly,
I think so too. Not everyone can be the Dust Brothers. Like these guys did a fucking excellent job of like cutting things up. They were way better at like scratching than I would have ever given like someone from the island in 1989 like credit for. Like this is a very good DJ group.
Yeah,
I mean, 89. This is like what 10 years before Chronic 2000. Like. I don't know where I think of like.
Yeah, you are right.
I mean, yeah.
Whenever I think of like really interesting like sample records, I always think of Dr. Dre's The Chronic 2000.
I think of Danger Mouse, man. Like Dr. Doom, like his whole thing is all just like weird ass fucking like television samples.
Yeah.
Like it's a, it kind of ties in.
Yeah.
The beats got better in the 90s though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got better technology though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of the things about this album is it sounds a certain way because they're limited, right?
I think they're the first.
Yeah.
They're the first on the block to do it, and then people build off of that. Like, you could create, like, just about anything, like,
right.
with the equipment of that era. It's just like, you know, how is it done, you know? And you're just playing off of what other people have done. Like, it is, like, the very, like, rudimentary. This is the start, like, this is one of the starting points of, like, just electronic dance music, period.
Feel like this Cold Cut is very playful, like
so playful,
very very playful, which
it's very fun
you get with, you know, like Pulse Boutique and some of that Dust Brothers stuff. But yeah, we're gonna, you know, 808 State, you know, they're very calculated. Like it's very much about a dance, and I think that's one of the differences between house and techno mm-hmm. is very straightforward, like calculated. People say cold.
Is 808 State techno?
They lean.
They become techno.
Yeah. They have both. So they actually spanned a couple, you know, kind of genres like this, like Cold Cut does. Like Cold Cut has a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of funk, you know. It's but mostly, you know, you would say house or acid house when it has that bouncy bass.
Soulful house too is also throw that in there.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that they really push the playfulness of chopping the loops, putting those in for, you know, electronic music. And I mean, that just became the standard in the 90s, as far as I'm concerned. Like every group was doing, you know, chopped samples or little mm-hmm. quirky things and, you know, having fun with it.
Sure.
I've got an honest question. Can an instrumental track be considered hip hop? Like, is hip hop a production style, or does it need to have lyrics to be hip hop?
No, you can be instrumental.
It's a good question.
Yeah, hip hop usually refers to a style of chopping, sort of like cutting up the beats.
Whereas the rap is the vocal style.
Yeah.
Hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. Clears it up for me.
I didn't think about it either, Ben.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do, you know, with playing the beats, then usually a melody or something will go along with it. So it's kind of, it's the mixing and how it's produced.
And if you don't agree with this assessment, please write us.
Do not.
Let us know in the comments.
Down there.
I wasn't too familiar with the singer Yaz before.
No, I thought it was the... How many people were going by Yaz in the 80s? Because I thought all I knew Yaz, but that's a different Yaz. You know, like the new wave band Yaz?
Mm-hmm.
Used to be Yazoo, but then they changed it to Yaz.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, this doesn't sound like Yaz.
So if you had to change it from Yazoo, it seems like you would also have to change it from Yaz for the same reason you had to change it from Yazoo, that some, like that you're stepping on someone else's toes with your name. There's someone else working in the same industry as you calling themselves that.
I'm very confused.
Here we are. Here we are with multiple Yazes in 2022.
Man, what'll I think of next?
One quote I found from the band, which I thought was pretty good, was there are more possibilities in the world of samples and their possible combinations than there are in the combination of 12 notes. Many of the combinations have already been covered. Jazz is all about that. It's variations on a theme. Does that mean that the whole of jazz is valueless and can be reduced to the original riffs if it's all derived from? Bollocks.
Bollocks.
Yeah. So defenders of the art form for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's, I mean, you know, yeah, there's an infinite, you could do anything in any form, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, if you get.
You can milk anything with nipples.
You can milk anything with nipples.
It's true.
I have nipples. Could you milk me, fucker?
It's only one way to find out, Jackson.
I was really interested to see they're working with Yusuf Nador, the Senegalese singer that we you know covered earlier. I was like, it's just gonna keep popping back up. That's
cool.
Amazing.
Oh, cool! Somehow I missed that. That's awesome.
Which track is this right now that we've got going on in our?
This is a theme from Reportage.
I feel like the playfulness increases.
Yeah.
I think that might be why I feel like, at least for me, the second half of the album was so much cooler. Well,
I think it's because it gets out of the standard house, just like it gets less pop.
It gets, and there's it's less soulful.
Yeah.
Like less funky, you know, less swingy. It's more just like, it's colder and harder.
Yeah, throwing everything at the wall
and
just kind of seeing what they can do with it.
These guys are really good at groove, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, from Reportage, from My Telephone, which feels like almost the last single. And then it just goes into the sort of like Reportage Witch Doctor is crazy.
Yeah.
And Stop This Crazy Thing is obviously just all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the Junior Reed one, right? Yep.
Yeah, which I would say probably spawned what's the thing called? It's like swing with electronic swing.
New Jack City?
Swing?
But yeah.
With Wesley Snipes?
That's a good
New Jack Swing.
No, there's actually like a more modern, like from the 2000s, 2010s.
The Cherry Poppin' Daddies?
They brought back
probably
swing.
The Cherry Popping Daddies.
It's like called Swingtronic or something. It's like it's incorporating swing and old timey jazz into electronic music.
Okay.
And that's exactly what they did on Stop
Kinda
This Crazy
like,
Thing.
Is this Fatboy Slim?
Like some DJ Shadow?
Not DJ Shadow. It's even more recent. If you heard it, I guarantee you'd be like, turn that off, please, right now.
Let's just hope we can avoid it.
Yeah, it's not very good. As a whole genre. But I would say that they did a good job, you know, kind of inspiring.
We going to get some New Jack Swing up in here?
I don't know if we're getting any of the Philadelphia sound, unfortunately.
Not even like that first Boyz II Men record?
You'd think.
Yeah, I bet we get some Boyz.
You think we get some Boyz?
Some
Heavy
Boyz
D and Men. The Boyz?
You want to put $5 on that?
There's going to be more.
You need
I've got a folded over, kind of crumpled $5 bill in my pocket. I'm willing to put down if I can turn that into 10.
All right. Do that for Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men, ABC, BBD.
There's going to be some Michael and Janet coming up.
So East Coast family.
Jacksons.
Yeah. Would you say the Jacksons are New Jack Swing?
Several of their albums.
Yes, definitely by Dangerous, there's New Jack Swing.
Okay. I'm speaking specifically of the Boyz II Men HPVB.
Stop it.
Boys, time in.
BBD.
ABC, BBD.
ABC.
I think I owe you $5.
No, another bad creation, Bo Biv DeVoe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, BBD.
Oh, the East Coast Family.
This is the East Coast Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Never skipped a beat.
No, Boys to Men.
All right. Cool.
I owe you $5.
Just need to.
That's tragic, man.
That's kind of weird. I smell a Patreon.
That multiply.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Let's keep that stacking up there.
Feed it after midnight.
Oh, man. No, I agree. I think I like the whole thing, but I thought side two was a much stronger dance party than side one.
You mean disc two?
Yeah. Correct.
Yes, I mean disc two.
It's interesting, though, because Ben is insisting that this is front loaded and like everybody else is saying the second half is.
I didn't say this was front loaded. I said I'm checking my watch for the second 40 minutes, not because the second half's worse, but because I didn't want to be here in the first place.
Yeah.
Fair enough, Ben.
Can we agree, though? Smoke is the...
Smoke definitely smokes.
Smoke smokes.
I think Beats and Pieces is still my favorite, but yeah, Smoke is terrific.
Great track.
Yeah.
I like Smoked. I wrote Cool Groove next to Not Paid Enough. Mm-hmm. And the Mark E. Smith one is just weird enough with the Dino mic that I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. Sure. You know,
that's a highlight.
That one totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I do like that Mark E. Smith and Queen Latifah are on the same album with the same year. I think that's neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
1999 was crazy.
I mean, yeah.
89,
Rob.
What is
that? I said 89.
He said 89. I'm in the same room as him.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. He said 99.
I'm just trying not to burp into the microphone, you dicks.
But what does that say about this, about Cold Cut, though? Like... I mean, that's pretty cool.
They've got cool friends.
They know who to pick.
Yeah, and people would say yes to them, you know.
Well, right. Based on their pedigree of doing remixes. Like,
exactly, that's really cool. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that I could, like, hear the name Cold Cut and not think of Cold Cut Combo.
Mm. Oh, man.
Like a Subway.
And then there's another, maybe it's DJ Cold Cut from, the 90s, another...
It seems like he shouldn't be able to call himself that. DJ Cold Cut and Yaz, you're on notice. There are musical acts already called those things.
Yeah, Cold Cut. I maybe the other Cold Cut's in the book. I don't know, but I mean, he was super, super popular, and that's who I thought this was going to be, and I was very surprised.
And we're sure it's a different guy.
Yeah, I think so.
There are confused Midwestern individuals in their 40s.
Yeah.
There's too many DJs named after sandwich meat.
Here you go. It's called Electro Swing.
Electro Swing.
There we go.
I love it. I love this.
Come on, Ben, you old sourpuss.
Just don't need this in my life.
I am 100% on board with this.
Yeah. Play it for your baby, bro.
You can
I feel like it's like a montage in The Mask or something with Jim Carrey.
Okay.
It's definitely what's playing at the end of The Mask when they have the
outro. It's the credits. Yeah.
Oh my god. You're so right. That's so wrong. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Jim's just riffing and Cameron Diaz is off in the corner cracking up.
It's a very specific point in time.
It sure was. Yeah, do you want to know what Kreisgau thought?
Oh, sure.
I do, actually.
All right. Robert, things work out all too predictably for this smart young studio duo. Eclectically danceable and righteously segued through their sample, though their samples are, they're too bare bones in themselves to move the crowd, the world behind, beyond the dance floor. When a real vocalist climbs aboard, Lisa Stansfield, Queen Latifah, Junior Reed, though not righteous eclecticism aside, Mark E. Smith, everything is swinging. And when the music is all beat and concept, it's all beat and concept. Though party and party and party and bullshit is certainly in the great tradition of postmodern self-criticism. And he gave it a B.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hmm. Sounded like an F.
That's how his reviews go.
That's his thing.
He just never ever ceases to amaze me.
He's just constantly angry.
He'll just totally A+. He'll pan an album in his description. They'll be like B plus.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I've hated him for decades.
All right, what do we think?
I'm positive.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the whole thing. And because I'm my midlife crisis is 80s samplers and trying to figure out how to like, put things together. Like
you're
this
biased.
I'm 100% biased. I'm just breaking everything down and trying to figure out like how to A/B it myself. So.
Yeah.
This is cool. It's fun. Rob, I appreciate that. Like trying to replicate this kind of a sound with limited means, you know, just using what was available at the time. And that takes talent. That takes time.
Yeah.
These guys aren't using Fruity Loops.
It's true.
No, they had gear, that shit took a lot of time back then and they did a really good job. I'm positive. I think it's pretty cool. Super influential.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I don't know if I would recommend it though.
Am I going to put it on at home? I'm not.
Okay. But you still saying positive?
Yeah.
I might throw it on the mix though.
I would throw some oak on it. Definitely throw
absolutely them absolutely.
I mean, and the Marquis Smith song too is awesome.
Yeah that's pretty great. It's not really my thing though. It's weird.
I can't listen to this again. Not that it's bad for what it is. I think I'm just not its target market. Definitely this was not made with old Ben Bustle in mind. I would rather listen to 808 State. I would rather listen to Duck Rock. I would rather listen to like a handful of different, you know, just like dance albums that we've had before this one. I respect all of the skill and the technique, but for me, it's just cold beats, no soul. My butt does not move.
Mm.
Really?
Okay.
Heard. I'm sitting here still as a judge, man.
Yeah. So. Sounds like a neutral. I'll go positive. I think it has enough going on for me.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all in all, I'm glad that I listened to this week.
Yeah. It was a bit of a surprise. All right. Next time we'll be talking about Barry Adamson Moss Side Story. All right. Thanks, y'all.